It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
What'd you think?
Not the performance I was hoping for.
Really? Tell me about it.
I think he did a great job of making the points. But I think, unfortunately, that Kamala got under his skin. He got him, you know, angry. And of course, who could not be angry? I mean, when you have the entire federal judiciary and the weaponized against you with ridiculous, bogus, and many times unsubstantiated claims of crimes and prosecuted on numerous times across the country, obviously. And then, you know, surviving an assassination attempt,
yeah,
where it's obvious, it is entirely obvious that the government, at the very least, failed to adequately do its job. Who could not be angry? And, you know, but once again, I, like I said, it was not the performance I wanted. I don't think it was that bad. I just think that he could have done a better job. But I also thought that Kamala Harris, though, did not do a great job for herself. She did the usual thing that she does, is, you know, use a lot of words and not say anything. And I thought it was real interesting. The very first question,
yep,
reminded me of the whole thing of, tell me there's a bad economy without telling me there's a bad economy. Because the ABC moderators, and boy, don't even get me started about that, they sit there and set this up, you know, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Well, the obvious answer is no, you are not better off economically than you were 4 years ago. But of course, she starts talking about, deflecting the question by saying all the things she's going to do. Well, why are you doing those things? It's because we have a bad economy.
Here's this. Yeah, that was, I think, the most remarkable question of the night. She just gaffed it off.
Yeah.
The first question. She didn't answer it. You know, hey, are they better off? She can't answer it because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris took a wrecking ball to the American people.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the economy, do you believe Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago?
So I was raised as a middle class kid. And I am actually the only person on this stage who has a plan that is about lifting up the middle class and working people of America. I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people. And that is why I imagine and have actually a plan to build what I call an opportunity economy. Because here's the thing. We know that we have a shortage of homes and housing, and the cost of housing is too expensive for far too many people. We know that young families need support to raise their children, and I intend on extending a tax cut for those families of $6,000, which is the largest child tax credit that we have given in a long time, so that those young families can afford to buy a crib, buy a car seat, buy clothes for their children.
It doesn't matter because her plan is to let the Trump tax cuts expire. So, okay, it's nice when people get a child tax credit, but you're going to do the biggest middle class tax increase by letting those Trump tax cuts expire. Again, something I would have loved to have heard Trump say, but he didn't last night. So, I think that the cover of the New York Post this morning says it all. Cambush. Trump rattled as Harris and ABC host gang up on him during the debate.
Yeah, that's a good cambush. That's really it.
It is. You know, it is. It is it. But
we knew it was coming. It's not an ambush if you know it's coming. And Terry, you said this all along.
This went exactly as I forecast. It was almost as if I'd seen it. I mean, I told you how this was going to go. I mean, you know, this morning I'm watching Fox News and they're playing the ridiculous bias of the moderators. I mean, it was almost laughable at points in the second half of the debate. It was 3-on-1. They only fact checked him. They let her lie ad nauseum.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, let me do this. Trump did a town hall with Sean Hannity. Couple days ago, right? And he's complaining already before the ABC debate how unfair it's going to be. And here's why he was complaining. And he was legitimate to complain because the executive, the ABC News boss in, who presided over all of this is a woman by the name of Dana Walden. Dana Walden's husband and Kamala Harris's husband are extraordinary friends. They're very good friends. Such good friends that the Waldens, she and her husband, have donated to Kamala since, get this, the 1980s. That's who presided over putting this debate together. Can I ask this just a simple question? Why, for the love of God, would you agree to do this? Why? Why? When she said she wouldn't go on Fox, okay, I'm not going on ABC. Your husband's best friends, the boss there, you guys have been, the boss has been writing checks to Kamala's campaign. And by the way, do you realize Dana Walden has held fundraisers for Kamala Harris? That's who the boss is at ABC News.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the coverage for Kamala has been up till now on ABC News? They are the single most biased of the mainstream media outlets, 100% positive for Kamala, 93% negative for Trump. That was the Chiron on Fox News yesterday, okay? And you know you're walking into this. You know you are because you're complaining about it on the town hall Hannity's holding for you on the 5th of September. You know that. But you walked into it. I don't think you get to complain the next day.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I slit my wrists and I'm really mad I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
Well, did you think it would go a different way? No. If you're going to walk into, it's not an ambush if you know it's coming.
Right, right.
And Trump is telling Hannity about Dana Walden. He knows this, okay? So it's not that he didn't know it or he was confused. He knew this. She says, no, I'm not debating you on Fox. It's not fair. Well, why do this? You can't complain. It's not an ambush if you saw it coming and you agreed to it. It's not. But if you know you're going into one, you better prep like you've never prepped before. And it would have been really cool to watch him take them all on and win. But he didn't do the work.
Yeah.
He didn't do the work. Lee, I got to tell you something. August 5th, something monumental happened on August 5th. I talk about it every day. The House Judiciary managed to get some information from the Department of Homeland Security. In 2023, the Biden-Harris administration, or should I say the Harris-Biden administration? Don't know. Caught over 250 terrorists. People on the international terror watch list. Caught them. Dead to rights. Caught them. At the border. They then proceeded to release 99 of those terrorists. I got it right here. See? August 5th. I'll hold it up. It's right here. Okay. I've been talking about it every day since, and I've been wondering aloud, including and also on X, why isn't Trump talking about this? Why is she getting a free pass? People are going to die, Lee. It's only a matter of time. I think the terrorists are waiting until after the election because they know it'll hurt her. And I think it's going to be a free-for-all. And I've been posting on X, why has no one told Trump about this? How did he miss it? It was on Fox News. Does he have a research staff? And some people commenting below said, you know what? I bet he's waiting for the debate. I went, you know what? That would actually be pretty smart. He's probably waiting for the debate. Because, I mean, he's not going to give her a free pass on this. He didn't mention it. She got a free pass. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I don't understand. But I have a message, okay? Because I know a lot of people use this for show prep. This needs to be repeated. Somebody needs to get to Trump. He needs a research staff, okay? At this level, you can't. And I'll tell you what's going on. He's raising a lot of money. He's running a great campaign. The ads are phenomenal.
Oh, that ad that ran.
Oh, it's great.
That where it showed the pictures of the women and girls that have been killed.
Fantastic.
That was one of the, and I hate to say it's good.
But
because
no, it's
you're
great.
Talking about such a horrific, horrendous, unexcusable situation that this administration has gotten us into. And that ad that just cut at my heart watching that and thinking of the pain these families are going through simply because these people, the Harris, Biden, and Democrat progressive liberals, are using politics. And it cost these families the lives of their loved ones. And they are not alone. There's plenty of other examples of this.
And here's the thing, Lee. He gave her a free pass on all of it. All of it last night. All of it. Because he didn't do the work. And it's not his job to do the work. You hire a research staff, they prep you. Their job. He doesn't have one. He doesn't have one. Lee, yesterday. Dear God, yesterday, James O'Keefe got a hold of Pentagon internal documents. They are afraid of the Trendy-Aragua gang. They have been meeting with Homeland Security to figure out how the military, Homeland Security, and police can combat them on our soil. It's all over X yesterday. Where was it in the debate? She got a free pass. This is why she wants to debate again. They can't believe it. They expected to be nailed on all of this. They got away with all of it. And so look, here's what I would say, okay? Trump obviously has not been keeping up with the news for a couple of months. He shouldn't be. That's not his job. He should have staff to do that for him. And they should hand it to him on one sheet of paper every single day with links, okay? He doesn't have it, and it shows. And we're going to lose the Republic because of it. Listen, I'm going to make an offer right now, okay? I got this right here. I got the House Judiciary Report. I'll do it for free. I will put aside an hour a day away from my family and Trump. I'll write it for you. I'll do it for free. You don't have to pay me. I'll tell you what's going on in this country. You don't have time to follow. It's like the CEO of a company, right? CEO shouldn't be doing that. But somebody should. And because he didn't know, he let her get away with putting this country through hell. Let me give you another example, Lee. Springfield last night.
Yeah.
He's talking about the Haitian migrants. Nobody has a clue what he's talking about.
Right, yeah.
Unless they're knee deep in talk radio or our media. Everyone went, what? Eating ducks? What?
That's the feeling I got many times last night.
Yeah, like, what?
You're bringing up things without putting them into context. The point he's making is right. The information, as far as we know, is accurate. But he's mentioning these things out of context. And listen, as an old guy, I do the same thing. I'm bad about thinking, I've already said something about this, so I'll get right into the middle of it without knowing that I have not prefaced the situation. My wife will remind me of that many times. I know what that's like. But, you know, when you're up there on the stage and you've got supposedly a couple of minutes, which I don't think the timekeeper was really paying much attention either to make these points, it's hard not to just jump into the middle of things.
Yeah, but like, okay, how you opened the show yesterday, it was so brilliant. I actually headlined my podcast with it yesterday. You said, oh my gosh, 52,000 people live in Springfield, Ohio. And they dumped, Kamala Harris dumped 20,000 illegals on Springfield. And now people are seeing their animals hanging from trees across the street because the Haitians are eating them. That is actually fact. There's video of the cops responding to it. In fact, one woman is in the driveway sitting there eating a cat that hasn't even been cooked. It's all there, right? Use that stat. It's 52,000 people living in Springfield. Kamala Harris dumped 20,000 illegals on them. Boom! But you got to have a stat. Somebody's got to do the work, and he cannot be allowed to debate again unless somebody does the work. Just please do the work. Hire somebody. I'll do it. I will do it for you. Somebody, let somebody do it. She's going to get away with this. And again, and I'm going to get into this more, but these documents from the Department of Defense, like, oh my Lord, they're acknowledging these migrants are dangerous. They propose a national security threat. That's in the Pentagon's own documents. They are afraid that Pentagon military installations on our soil will be attacked. He didn't mention it. Does he know? He needs to know. I have the documents. I've got copies. I can give them to him. Somebody's got to give them to him. Somebody. We're going to lose the Republic because of this. He lost on immigration last night. I wanted to shove him aside and step in right then and debate her. No. I know what's going on. It's okay, sir. I know you haven't had time, but you can't do it. He thinks he could do it all, and he tries to do it all, and he doesn't have to. He needs to delegate. He needs to delegate. He needs to do it now. And we don't need to do any more debates like this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, she did exactly what I predicted. Lie after lie after lie after lie after lie and lie and lie. Rapid fire lies.
Or the Affordable Care Act. But I'll get to that, Lindsay. I just need to respond to a previous point that the former president has made. I've made very clear my position on fracking. And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff. As it relates to the Affordable Care Act, understand, just look at the history.
I'm sorry, I just laughed out loud when I heard she owns a gun. Yeah, okay. Stop with this lying, she says, about I'm going to take everyone's gun. I would never, ever take everyone's gun. There's not even any record of me ever saying that.
Do you believe in the mandatory buyback of quote-unquote assault weapons?
Great question. I do believe that we need to do buybacks.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way. You can be in favor of the Second Amendment and also understand that there is no reason in a civil society that we have assault weapons.
Biden's saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons.
Hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
Wow. And she will try that. I mean, I don't know if she'll succeed, but she will try that. She promised to. And she said it on multiple occasions when she was running for office. And that was actually a remarkable clip there because that's the debate. Joe Biden's on the stage with her. And he's saying, dude, you can't go mandate to people turn their guns in. I mean, Joe is saying that, right? I mean, he is no friend to the Second Amendment or to gun owners. He's saying, dude, you can't. There's the Second Amendment. And she's just laughing, saying, I don't care. But that is unfortunately the kind of stuff she got away with last night. It was really frustrating to watch that. And the debate moderators were grotesquely unfair, but you knew that was coming. You know that's coming when... when Dana Walden, the boss at ABC over the programming, has a 30-year-long friendship with Kamala Harris, has hosted fundraisers for her, and whose spouses are also best friends. And Fox News this morning, in the New York Post this morning, is complaining about how unfair ABC was. Yeah, but I mean, you knew what you were walking in. Why'd you agree to it? This has got to stop. This is abusive. We shouldn't agree to these debates. If she's not going to debate on Fox, I'm not debating on ABC. Your best friend and chief fundraiser there. I mean, she's not a chief fundraiser. But this couple has been writing checks to Kamala Harris, get this, since the 1980s, hosting fundraisers for her at their home. And Trump knew it was coming. This is what baffles me. He's at the Hannity Town Hall on Fox News with Sean Hannity, and he's complaining about ABC News network chief Dana Walden and the 30-year-long relationship the Waldens have had with Kamala Harris and her husband. Well, so you knew. You knew. This is from Trump. Her husband's best friend is married to the head of the network, and they're going to get the questions. I've already heard, Trump said. They're going to get the questions in advance. I think folks. I'm not going to say it. Do you think she had the questions? Well, you walked into the lion's den. You can't be complaining if a lion mauled you. And honestly, to hear them saying last night, hey, we're going to do two more debates. On what network? What network? What network? If it's not Fox News, my answer is no. After that, you can't reward that behavior. It's going to be even more outrageous next time. It is. But there were good parts last night. There, Trump landed some hits. It's hard to land hits when it sure sounds like your opponent had the questions beforehand. But he did. He did manage to land some hits last night. And that sounded like this.
She has a plan to defund the police. She has a plan to confiscate everybody's gun.
President Trump,
she has
do
a plan
to
not allow
issues.
Fracking in Pennsylvania or anywhere else.
Okay.
That's what her plan is until just recently.
So there was a lot of good things there that people would not have otherwise heard. But this was a chance, one of the rare chances we ever get to the American people unfiltered and talk to them and tell them what is happening to their country. And I wish we could have let them know.
John, what I saw was a lot of slogans. I think the American people are smart, and Kamala Harris talks to them like they're children. She repeats these ridiculous platitudes where if you actually think about what she said, you realize that it doesn't make any sense. She talks a lot about her plans, but then her plans, when you analyze the substance, don't make any sense. And more importantly, John, the American people don't get fed on plans. She has been the vice president for 3.5 years. What she can't do, refuses to do, and has no ability to do is to say, okay, I accomplished lower prices because she didn't, or I accomplished lower housing prices because she didn't, or I secured the southern border because she didn't do that. She has all failed, right, as vice president. And the fundamental question is, do we want to give her a promotion? I think the answer has to be no, John.
J.D. Vance rocking it last night in the reaction room after the debate. And folks, you know what one of the most shocking things was to me last night? She did that interview with Dana Bash. She flat out lied about her position on fracking. Got fact checked by CNN. They said she lied. Now she was for eliminating fracking. And she went and told the same lie last night on ABC News. That takes cojones. When you are already been fact checked by CNN and you lie again, but she did. Here it is yesterday. I can't believe she did this.
Your last run for president, you said you wanted to ban fracking. Now you don't.
I made that very clear in 2020. I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as vice president of the United States.
Here's what she actually said.
I am committed to passing a Green New Deal, creating clean jobs, and finally putting an end to fracking once and for all.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah, and starting with what we can do on day one around public lands, right? And then there has to be legislation. But yes, and this is something I've taken on in California. I have a history of working on this issue.
Oh, she does, yeah. She sued the Obama administration to stop fracking. Here's Jackie DeAngelis from Fox Business talking about that.
In California, when she was AG at the end of 2016, she sued the Obama Department of Interior because they permitted fracking off the Pacific Coast.
Right.
That is still being held up in courts. So this is a person who has campaigned on green energy. She has said the Inflation Reduction Act was a climate bill, essentially, that she, right, was the tie-breaking vote for. So, you know, she can stand up there. Bernie Sanders, I think, said it best over the weekend. She's trying to get people to vote for her. So now she's saying what she needs to say. That's not who she is. That's not what her values are.
And hopefully the American people will be able to learn this before the election. Look, let me tell you, a lot of folks on the text line right now are frustrated by this debate. They watched it, and they're frustrated. Here's the thing, okay? 45 states don't matter. It doesn't matter. They're settled. Okay, this is going to come down to tops 5 states, really about 3. And those states right now are being hit hard with ads, and really good ads, I might add. Some of the best political ads I've ever seen out of the Trump campaign and out of the PACs that are supporting them. And This is going to come down to about 100,000 votes across those three states tops. Last time was 45,000. We're in a better position than we were last time in terms of registration. Thank you, Scott Pressler. Thank you for the persistence. And the American people will forget this in a couple of weeks. They will. I wouldn't do it again, but the American people are going to forget this. They are. And the people in these swing states are going to hear the truth. It would be helpful if the rest of the country could have last night where these ads are not running, but that's okay. So we're not in a bad position. We're not. Could have gone better last night with some more show prep, some more debate prep, but that's okay. Again, this is a very local election. It is. Again, three swing states, really going to come down to Georgia, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. He won North Carolina last time. He lost Pennsylvania last time, but he's won it before. He won it the first time he ran in 2016. Lost Georgia last time. But the voting situation in Georgia is going to be very, very, very different than it was. Not perfect. They haven't cleaned the rolls like I wanted, but much different than it was because we now have a Republican-controlled board there. They are going to send monitors into the places where the cheating went on. And a lot of the cheating that came out of Fulton last time was them multiple times scanning ballots. Joe Biden only won that state by 9,000 votes. And they still don't know how many times the ballots were double, triple scanned in Fulton. So we're going to knock down a lot of it this time. We are in the running for this thing. So no one debate or one thing I think is going to matter much. But let me tell you what they've been doing, because I predicted this. Okay? I predicted this. Here's what they've been doing. They lowered her polls going into this. They showed him a little bit ahead to make her the underdog. Everybody loves an underdog in America. It's a thing in our DNA. So that they could then come out after the debate and show a bump for her in the polls and she surges ahead of him. Okay? This is a narrative. It's a narrative I told you would happen. It's a narrative I predicted. And now you're watching it. And you're going to watch it. And what's going to happen next, it's going to be very fake. It's going to make you grit your teeth. It will be fake, though. Is you're going to be told that the underdog won and, oh, look, she got a bump from this. And she's ahead now. Give up. And look, I told you last week that's what was going on. When our side began to see these polls dive for her and surge a little bit for him, put him out in front a little bit, they were preparing for the after debate narrative. Here's pollster Mount Towery describing kind of what I've been describing.
And now, I don't know what kind of nonsense we'll hear tomorrow night out of the media, because regardless of how well Trump does, they're going to pretend like that she won this, and maybe they'll get a bounce out of that.
And he said that before the debate. And he said, look, they've deliberately depressed the poll. The polls are fake. You got to understand that. They are very fake at this point. That's why they took it down a little bit so they could search it back up. Oh, look, the underdog won. Nobody thought, but... Oh, wow. Amazing. She's in the lead. So you're going to hear that. OK, but a really funny thing happened here. Their skirt is showing. Their slip is showing. Let me tell you why. CNN and this Drudge Report's running with this morning. OK, CNN, 37% felt he won, 63% felt she did. So they're saying total victory, complete knockout. But in the internals of that CNN poll, something really weird happened. His rating by the people who watched that debate on the economy improved. How did he lose the debate? Because the economy is the number one issue. I think is he didn't. He didn't lose the debate 37-63. They jiggered the numbers. So at the beginning of the debate, what happened was among those, in their poll, 53% trusted him more on the economy, 37% trusted her on the economy. By the end of the debate in the flash poll that CNN took, he went up 2 points and she went down 2 points on the economy. So that's the main issue. There's no way with that happening that she notched this massive win last night. I mean, it's not possible. Their numbers don't even make sense. But we're going to have a couple of days being told that she won, she dominated, it's over, she's the next president. Texture writes, Kamala's camp and the mainstream media will never let the voters in those three states forget last night. Texter writes, Trump's closing remarks was great. Couldn't have been better. They were fantastic. So his first 20 minutes was good, too. Texter writes, your opinion on Taylor Swift endorsing Kamala Harris today with 238 million followers? Well, I mean, it's not surprising she endorsed Joe Biden. We'll get into that coming up next. I'm watching that on Topic Pulse. It is the number two story in the nation right now. But it's mainly women who are consuming that story, not men. Men don't care. And, she's going to win women no matter what. So I don't know that that's a game changer for her. I mean, there's never any question. Democrats win women. It's going to happen. And it's mainly women reading that story. So I don't know. I don't think things like that matter that much. Taylor Swift says she's endorsing Kamala Harris. Yeah, so she endorsed Biden. No surprise, she's a Democrat. Marsha Blackburn ran in her state. Marsha Blackburn's a Republican. She endorsed the Democrat. I mean, this is Democrat endorses Democrats. Not very exciting to me. She signed her endorsement with love and hope, Taylor Swift, childless cat lady. Okay. And that's going to convince who? All the childless cat ladies are all voting for Democrats. So, I mean, I don't know that this is going to make much of a difference. I don't know that. I will tell you what you should be watching right now. We're going to get more into this because they're trying to start World War III with Russia right now. And at the beginning of this whole thing, Joe Biden's administration promised we would not give Zelensky long-range missiles with which he could hit Ukraine. I mean, with which he could hit Russia. Well, we've given them to him, but we said he couldn't use them. Well, Axios reported yesterday, we are getting ready to green light hitting Russia with those attack missiles deep inside Russia. That is an act of war that Joe Biden's administration promised we would never do. And here's the thing most people don't understand about this. These missiles are guided strictly by U.S. satellites. They are providing the coordinates to Ukraine. I hope Axios is wrong about this. I hope they are dead wrong about this. Because Blinken and the British Foreign Secretary, Axios reports, are traveling to Kyiv to announce permission for the long-range strikes inside Russia. That's World War III. You are flirting with World War III, and we have seen the track record of disaster. Everything this administration touches is a disaster. It ends up charred rubble, whether it's the economy, food prices, the border. This is reckless. It's terrifying. It's insane. They haven't attacked us. Again, these missiles are guided strictly by U.S. satellites. We provide the coordinates. They cannot fire them without us. They said they would not do it, and they're doing it. In fact, when one of Zelensky's aides hinted that one day we would let them fire the long-range missiles at Russia, the Biden administration came out and tamped it down about a year ago. No, we'd never do that. And you're going to do it now? Okay. Wow. Meanwhile, you know what else Axios is doing? They've been writing editorials in favor of the draft and how great it's going to be when we have to get drafted to go fight Russia on the ground in Ukraine. They're trying to soften up their sheep. Well, no, you're going to love fighting Russia in hand-to-hand combat. It's going to be so much fun. Folks, if she wins, did I not tell you we will be in World War III by 2025 with Russia? They're getting ready for it right now. And I don't even think the American people know. We got to let them know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.